Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We have on the line Lydia Weiss of Defenders of Wildlife. She's the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge expert for the organization. Hello, Lydia.
Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. Well, I understand that time is of the essence here. The U.S. Senate is in the middle of acting on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
That's right. On the East Coast here, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. Just a couple of hours ago, Senator Maria Cantwell from the state of Washington offered an amendment to strike an Arctic Refuge drilling provision from the big omnibus budget bill that is before the Senate today. Mm-hmm. And Senator Gordon Smith, as he always has, supported that amendment. We are delighted to be able to count on him for his support. Unfortunately, the bill did not pass. It lost along the incredibly tight margin that it has in the past. It lost 48-51, with one Arctic Refuge supporter missing. So it lost 49-51 in the spring and essentially 49-51 again today.
Mm-hmm.
So because that amendment did not prevail, this budget bill that will be voted on later tonight still contains a provision to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling.
Mm-hmm.
So we are calling on all senators, particularly those senators who just voted for this losing amendment, to do what they need to do to protect the refuge by rejecting the overall budget bill in a matter of hours.
Okay, so what are you, we can get more in details there perhaps, but you are presumably asking for all supporters of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to call their senators.
That's right, we sure are.
And their key, sounds like Gordon Smith of the state of Oregon is a key person?
He certainly is. Senator Wyden is also an Arctic Refuge champion.
Mm-hmm.
He consistently votes to protect the Arctic Refuge and, in fact, offered another Arctic amendment earlier today that would ban the export of Arctic Refuge oil if it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready to concede that it's going to come to that.
Right.
We appreciate his efforts. We appreciate his steadfast commitment to the refuge, and he has committed to voting against this budget bill later this afternoon in order to save the refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Gordon Smith has not, and so his work is not done. He voted for the amendment to strike the Arctic drilling provision, and we are grateful for that, but that amendment lost. So we need him to reject this entire bill to protect the Arctic Refuge.
Okay, what are some other key senators that you see that need their folks to be calling them?
Well, we don't take any votes for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Senators really prefer to only hear from their own constituents.
Sure.
So if Oregonians are interested in taking action, we would certainly encourage them to reach out to Senator Smith and to reach out to him immediately in his D.C. office.
Mm-hmm.
That phone number is 202-224-3753. And you need not be an expert to call your senator's office. All you need to do is feel passionately about this issue. And a phone call from constituents to say, please reject the budget bill to save the Arctic Refuge, really goes a long way here in Washington.
Okay. Well, let's just assume for a minute here, a second, that other folks in other states will hear this call for action. Are there other key... I mean, obviously, every senator needs to be called. Like you say, you don't assume any vote. You can't do that. But are there some that stand out that particularly need to be propped up or need to hear people's voices?
I would encourage folks to look. I would say again, we're not taking any votes for granted. In the state of Oregon, I would certainly encourage people to reach out to Senator Smith because he hasn't committed to voting against the bill. In other states, you really can only reach out to your own senator.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And call and try and figure out where your senators are. If they're on record opposing this budget bill, I would thank them. And if they're not, I would encourage them to do it. It's only the most you can make are two phone calls, one
mm-hmm.
to each senator. So, I would encourage anybody who's listening to make those calls. The Capitol Hill switchboard for other offices is 202. I'm forgetting the switchboard. Gordon, 224-3121.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can reach any Senate office that way, and you can also just tell the operators what state you live in if you can't recall your senator's names, and they are happy to direct you right to your senator's office.
Okay, well, that's very well said. I think that you're right. It's two calls for each person. Don't assume that either senator is for or against, and let them know how you feel. And
right.
Obviously, essentially, it sounds like the Arctic Wildlife Refuge part is, if it's not actually a rider, it's like a rider on a much larger bill, and it's one thing to vote against the for an amendment, and another to vote against it's basically the government's funding. Is that right? The omnibus bill?
It's not the government's funding. It's actually a bunch of cuts to government spending.
Okay. No.
And, you know, this bill often doesn't pass. This is a very, very contentious bill. It includes, in some cases, cuts to Medicaid, mm-hmm. cuts to student loans. The House version of the bill includes a provision to drill off our nation's coastline. It includes a lot of very controversial provisions, and Arctic is just one piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that the Senate can vote to protect the Arctic Refuge later tonight is to reject this bill. And the government will not shut down tomorrow if the Senate doesn't pass a budget reconciliation bill. People will not, you know, see potholes in their streets that are unable to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work that way. This is a collection of cuts, most of which are very unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens with great frequency that this bill does not pass, and all we do is rely on the previous year's budget. So our recommendation is certainly to bring this bill down,
mm-hmm.
to protect the refuge.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that clarification, because I obviously was not totally understanding what we're dealing with here.
Well, it's a very complicated issue, and frankly, pro-drilling advocates are counting on you not understanding the budget
mm-hmm.
process. It is
sure.
extraordinarily complicated. We've had to reach out to our membership a number of times and say, okay, we are at phase three of this complicated budget process,
mm-hmm.
and if you call your senators today, we might not get to phase four. It's a complicated bill. Arctic does not belong in here. The bill is immune to filibuster. It's the only bill that is not open to debate, to open and full debate, and that's precisely why drilling proponents have put it in this bill.
Right. Okay, so I don't want to dwell on it too much, but let's just leap ahead a little bit here and say that the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is open to drilling after this vote. Okay, I, like I said, I don't want to dwell on that too much because I don't want people to. We want people to assume that their voice can be heard and that we'll stop it. But if we get to the point where this bill passes, what recourse do we have after that?
Well, today's bill will certainly not seal the fate of the Arctic Refuge. It could seal it in the affirmative.
Mm-hmm.
If the bill goes down, we will have gone a long way to protecting the refuge.
Right.
But there is, of course, a companion bill in the House, like there is with any piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And the House won't vote until next week. So what happens today in the Senate will send a strong message to the House. And then, of course, should both these bills pass, and it's not a given that either will, these are very controversial bills, should the Senate bill pass today and should the House bill pass next week, those bills will need to be, as any bill is, conferenced together to iron
mm-hmm.
out the differences.
Okay.
As I said earlier, right now the House bill contains a provision to drill off our coastline. Senators
mm-hmm.
know better and have not included that provision in their bill. The bills include different levels of funding cuts. The House bill includes cuts to Medicaid, and the Senate bill does not. There are various farm and agriculture subsidies that are and programs that are cut in one bill and not in another. Those differences need to be ironed out. We're encouraging senators to get rid of the Arctic provision now and
mm-hmm.
drop Arctic from this bill. It is just one more controversial piece of a bill that already faces a very uncertain future.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we'd like to deal a severe blow to the pro-drillers and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge now. If not, we have the House to turn to, and then the budget, the bill reconciliation process as well as other kind of fallbacks if we have to. But hopefully people will raise their voices now with your encouragement, and we'll be able to stop it tonight.
That's right. That's right. And so that number for Senator Smith's office here in D.C. one more time is 202-224-3753.
Okay.
And I encourage folks to wake up tomorrow morning. They can visit our website, www.savearcticrefuge.org, to see how their senators voted. And if they voted wrong, if they voted for this bill, I encourage people to call their senators and say, don't do this again when these bills are conferenced. This is our last chance to protect the refuge. We are counting on you to do the right thing.
Okay, and that's www.savearcticrefuge.org.
Right, all one word.
All one word. Okay, well, I really appreciate your time, Lydia, and we'll get this out as soon as possible. Obviously, time is of the essence, as we said earlier, and really appreciate your taking the time, and not just now, but all the effort you've been putting into helping save the Arctic National Wildlife
Refuge.
Sure
thing, Scott. Thanks very much, and I hope your listeners will jump on the phone now.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.